some wedding.
Well, he's a meek friend. We've got to know.
Uh-huh.
And we've got one. He's not in Kingston. I won't call his name. But the school board wouldn't let him go to school with the white kids.
Uh-huh.
You see, the nigger couldn't, he just couldn't mix with white people.
Was he half colored?
He was half. Uh-huh. His mother was a white. She trained that boy, and he's educated. She was well educated.
Mm-hmm.
She trained that nigger. She learned him to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the finest niggers you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
He's at Oak Ridge now in the school. He's a teacher up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to get shut up. He's an intelligent nigger. And a piano, he can just play anything and he can just make it talk.
Oh, yeah.
Finest you ever heard. Now, he's a half nigger and a half white.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he knows me and I know him.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that nigger sees me, he runs up and shakes my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks to me. And he's proud to see me. Well, I pass him off.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know what you believe. But I'm going to tell you what I believe.
Sure.
I don't believe in the niggers and the whites associating together. Now, I know that we've got to. It's on us now.
Mm-hmm.
But you go up north. You see a lot of nigger men up there with white women, living with them. And that's a hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They may.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not, it's going to be everywhere, first thing you know. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how you feel, but that's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I say that a nigger's all right as long as he's a nigger. As long as he stays in a nigger's place, he's a nigger. And I respect him. But whenever he gets over there, he ain't got a tread on me. That's true. Now, I don't know whether I'm right or wrong, but that's the way I've been raised.
Yeah, I want to ask you another question. There's some names for sometimes white people who maybe aren't too well off or haven't had a chance at education or something. Or maybe they're people that you would consider good for nothing or lazy. Or, do you have any names for those?
Well, they might be called a trifling shitty people or worthless people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to help themselves. Mm-hmm. They depend on someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some people. I like that, and it's getting worse all the time.
Do you have any names for those?
Well,
anything particular?
The only name we could have for them that they're just a trifling set of people. Trifling, good for nothing.
What about somebody who lives way out in the country, maybe doesn't know anything about town ways? He might be real. He might stick out like a sore thumb when he goes into town. He might not know anything city ways, because he might say, well, he's just, you might say, he doesn't know much about city ways. He's just a...
Well, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
That happened lots of times.